We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A last-day surge in mail-in ballot applications brought the total number of requests in Philadelphia to about 225,000. City commissioners have already mailed out most of the requested ballots. They expect to finish up today. But KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb tells us that they're concerned about people being able to get them back in time for Election Day.
The number of applications is about 40 times the amount of absentee ballots requested in the 2016 primary. In fact, it's more than half the number of voters who cast ballots overall in that election. Commission Chair Lisa Dealey says that's a reflection of the new state law relaxing mail-in ballot rules, as well as COVID-19, which is going to make in-person voting unpleasant, if not actually dangerous.
For each person that comes and votes in person, that's one more person that's interacting with other voters and with our election board personnel.
Because of the volume, though, Dealey worries about turnaround time. The ballots must be in by Election Day. So she's establishing 10 drop-off locations on Election Day, one in every council district, and Commissioner Al Schmidt, working with a committee of 70, will have a mobile drop-off unit.
That will be staffed by city employees to ensure the proper chain of custody of voted ballots.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.